Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 34.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome, everyone, to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 34. It's been a little while since I've done a podcast, but I'm very excited to be here, and I'm excited that all of you are listening to me right now. So thank you so much. Seriously, though, I've been getting a lot of comments and fan mail and questions and everything like that about the site. And I just want to take a second to say thank you so much because, you know, I started putting all this together back in April is when I launched the site. I started doing the podcast. And ever since then, it's just been, you know, such a journey. And I didn't really know what to expect. And I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate all the positive feedback that I've gotten and the comments and suggestions from everyone. It's so supportive because I'm just one person. You know, I'm doing this all on my own. I don't have a partner, you know, helping me or anything like that. So if you can imagine, I have a one-bedroom apartment and I have a dog. So I'm just in my apartment and I create these podcasts and I work from my computer and everything like that. I create all the content for you guys from my home office, which is not really an office. It's just in my living room, honestly, next to my kitchen because my place isn't, you know, it's 900 square feet or something like that. So it can get lonely. It gets a little lonely sometimes doing this. And I've discovered that since putting the site together because it feels like a constant grind, you know, and I'm always trying to improve it for everyone and, you know, trying to accommodate everyone's requests. So, but what has helped me the most is you guys and saying thank you and just leaving comments and saying, hey, I appreciate this so much. Your site is awesome. Keep going. Keep up the good work. All the comments on Facebook. So again, guys, seriously, thank you so much because it's literally your support and your showing your pleasure about what I'm doing that keeps me going. So thank you. In this episode, I am going to be going over rootless voicing textures. Before I get to that, I just want to get to a couple of quick housekeeping items. So I did a Kickstarter project, and for the fans that have been following me for a while, they know about this. And so it's been going really well. You know, I've been working with a branding company to find basically a new logo and just make everything look visually cohesive for the website and the company in general, Jazz Piano School. So I finally picked a logo. We got to the logo imagery finally. It's just a long process, you know, because we want it to be really, really great. So I picked a logo. They're going to be working on the logo and the coloring of everything. And then the next step after all the materials are done for that is going to be putting in the colors and everything into the website. So I thought you guys would want to know that there's going to be a lot of changes coming up to the website very soon, within the next couple months. So I apologize for any mistakes or any website glitches. I'm constantly working on the website to make it better. So if anything comes up on the website, just shoot me an email because sometimes, a lot of times, I don't even realize there are mistakes in there because it's hard to double check everything. I might think it's working perfectly and then I get an email saying, hey Brendan, this video is not working. And I'm like, great, thank you so much for telling me. So that's where the reskin of the business is at. The next thing I want to tell you guys about is the course. The courses that I will be releasing in November are coming along really, really well. And right now I'm looking at video players for a couple of different things to show you guys the videos, obviously, and for the practice exercises. So just to give you a little background on my vision for the course, I've been into fitness for a while. I love health and fitness and just you know, staying healthy. I run a lot. I try and eat pretty well. Obviously, on occasion, on the weekends, I love my ice cream. I get that ice cream fix in there. But for the most part, or me and my girlfriend will go to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch some football games, maybe, you know. But I try and eat healthy as much as possible. And I was in the fitness industry for a long time while I was doing music. And that, you know, was miserable because I wasn't doing music full time. That was my passion. But I watched a lot of fitness videos. And if anyone has seen like programs like P90X or Insanity or any of these workout programs, they're great. They're great for motivational purposes, for inspirational purposes, and for just not even thinking about your workout, right? Because, you know, these guys are giving you everything you need to make changes in your body or to make progressions with your lifestyle, basically. So all you have to do is hit play, and you can follow along with them, and you're going to make progress. All you have to do is do the work, right? You just have to actually physically hit play and do what they're telling you to do with no thought, you know, no knowledge of anything else, and you're going to make progress. You're going to make changes to your body. I mean, obviously, I know the hardest part is hitting play, even though it's easier said than done, right? And doing the work, but if we can make it so simple that you can do that, then it's going to be great for people out there. So a lot of the sites that I've seen as far as piano websites, I know I'm talking a little bit here, but just bear with me, have been, here is the information, right? Here's the information, okay? So, and that's what a lot of educational books are. It's like, here is the information. And that's what I've seen. And a lot of people present the information well. There's a lot of great books out there. Mark Levine, there's some video courses online. I'm sure people have checked out maybe freejazzlessons.com. These are some of my competitors. Piano with Willie is another website. And Peter Martin, a great, great pianist, has online videos that you can sign up for and buy and things like that. But I've realized they walk you through everything, but they don't show you how to practice it. And one of my fans actually, you know, was really interested in getting very specific practical exercises. And I don't have those included with the free archive, in which I will. My intention is to include those. But with this course and from seeing the workout videos and just hitting play and all you have to do is do that work, I wanted to create that same experience with the workout videos, but for piano. And that way you're able to actually work on the material I'm giving you, as opposed to some of these other sites. And I'm not trying to bash these other sites at all. I think they're really great. I'm just trying to improve the jazz piano community and the education. Because I really believe in it, and I believe in education. I want to help everyone, so, and myself included. I want to be helped as well at improving my playing. I'll be on a lifelong journey to improve my playing, so we might as well all do it together, right? So I want to put a video. The practice videos in the course are going to be play videos. So I'm going to give you guys all the information, all the practice exercises, but the videos are going to be set up where all you have to do is hit play and you'll be able to watch me playing the exercises and you'll be able to do the exercises with me. So you won't have to visually, you won't have to think about how do I need to practice this? How do I need to incorporate this? How can I incorporate this? I don't really understand this. All you have to do is sit down and hit play on the practice videos and you'll go through all the exercises that are intended for you to make progress on that certain subject, whether it's bass lines, whether it's left hand rootless voicings, whether it's improvisation, using extensions. So once that video is done, then your practice is done. Your practice is done for that day for that certain subject. And then the next day you would revisit and do the same exercises over, you know, again, and you just follow along with the video. And your practice would be done. So there's no like, oh man, what am I going to practice today? You know, what exercises should I practice to improve this? I want to improve this, but I don't know how to. It's all there for you. And that's what I wanted. Just like almost mindless progress you guys are going to be able to make. Not mindless, you know, but easy, you know, simple with a lot of direction, right? And I think that's what's missing a lot in jazz education is the direction. That, okay, these are the steps you're going to take to make progress. So these are my pedagogy beliefs, and I'm putting them into the course. Now, there's going to be different tempos that you're going to be able to work from. And so as you get better, let's say at a C major scale or a rootless voicing, going through the circle of fourths in all the keys, you can increase the tempo based on the, you know, I'll allow you to do that with a simple click. you're going to say, okay, I want to go just a little bit faster, right? Instead of going at a turtle speed, we're going to go at a nice jog. And so that will be like an increase in tempo from 80 to 120. Now all your practice videos are going to be at 120. So all your exercises are going to be a little bit faster. And this is how you start to slowly increase the speed and build it into your fingers. Now there's going to be three different tempos that you'll be able to work from. And then also the workload, I'm going to be able to have you guys change your workload, because I know life gets in the way. Obviously, you've seen it get in the way from me giving out content. But let's say if you have a really busy week ahead of you, and you know you're only going to have two practice days, then I'm going to decrease the workload for you. So you'll be able to click and say, okay, I'm not going to be able to practice that much. I'm just going to be able to practice a little. So the practice plan is going to be less. Okay, and then if you have more time during the week, you'll be able to increase your practice plan based on a couple of clicks. And everything's going to be notated, all be laid out if you want to print out all your practice plans and things like that, so you have them physically instead of looking at the computer screen, your iPad, your iPhone. You'll obviously be able to do that, and you'll be able to print out all the notated exercises as well in all different keys. The other great thing about this is there's going to be a workbook. So if you're interested in writing, in doing these exercises, I learned a lot in school by writing, right? By writing out chords, by writing out scales. If you're just playing scales and you're not seeing them notated, yeah, you're not going to learn as fast. It's just like reading and writing in school, like a language, right? You can't be expected to learn the alphabet or say the alphabet or learn how to read and read, right, without writing. So by writing the music out, it's really, really going to help you learn the notes of the chords and just improve that side of your musicianship that much more. Whew. So I'm pumped about the course. It's going to be released the beginner level and intermediate level, I believe, depending upon, you know, how smoothly things go. That's my goal, okay, to release the beginner and intermediate courses in November. And so you'll be able to sign up for those and go through all the videos and steps. And there's going to be hundreds of videos, guys. It's going to be amazing. Personally, I believe my goal was to make it the best course on the web online right now. So I've gone through just so much work, just thousands of hours, literally. Like, I've spent so many hours on this because I want it to be the best. I want to serve everyone the best jazz piano education possible. So that will be released in November. And again, if you're interested in getting on the pre-course list to have immediate access to the course before I'm not going to release it publicly to everyone. I'm gonna put a limit on it just because I want to make sure everything's good. And if any of you guys have suggestions on what I should add, I want to make it the best before I release it completely to the public. So if you guys are interested in being in that pre-list to try out the course, I'll let you know how you're going to do that in a couple of podcasts. And if you're on my email list, I'll let you know how to do that on the email list as well. And if you're not on the email list, you can go to jazzpianoschool.com and you can sign up to be on the email list there. So, all right, I'm done talking. Let's get into these rootless voicing textures. So, what we want to do, we just learned our rootless voicings. Now, I'm going to give you a couple different textures you can do, three to be exact. Okay, nice and easy. But you need to know your rootless voicings in order to be able to use these textures. So, these are going to be comping textures and pretty much all comping textures. And this is how we're gonna turn these rootless voicings into two hand textures. So we're gonna use two hands to accomplish these rootless voicings and comping behind pieces. Now, the first texture is gonna be octaves in my right hand and rootless voicings in my left hand. So the first thing we can do is play roots, the octaves of roots in our right hand. So let's say I'm playing a 2-5-1 in the key of C. Now here's my rootless voicing, D minor 7. I'm going to start from the third, and I'm going to play 3-5-7-9, because that's my rootless voicing. Okay, the numbers over my D minor 7 chord. So I'm playing the third of D minor 7, the fifth, the seventh, and the ninth. Excuse me, guys, my allergies have been going crazy today, so I'm sniffling a lot. So here's my D minor 7 chord, and then I'm going to my next rootless voicing, my G7, and then my C major 7. Now, if we're comping, all we can do is just comp the roots in our right hand as octaves. Okay, did you hear that? So I'm playing in my right hand as octaves, D octave, going to a G octave, going to a C octave. Okay, now let's say I have a 2-5-1. I'm gonna add some rhythmic value to this so you can actually hear how we can apply this while comping in a band. All right, so I'm gonna play some rhythms here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I'll go around again. All right, so that's our first texture, is the right hand octave playing roots and left hand playing rootless voicings at the same time. And you're doubling the rhythm in both hands. So you're not doing it separately. Both hands are playing the rhythm. So if I'm playing 1, 2, 3, 4, I play, if I play a rhythm like, let me see, dot, 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 both hands are gonna do that. Dot, 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 okay? So that texture is pretty simple. Now the way we can advance this is by just improvising with our right hand in octaves though. Okay, so you can play anything you want within, you know, if you're more advanced at improvising, instead of thinking about the roots, you can create melodic lines with your octaves while your left hand is playing the rootless voicing. All right, so let me demonstrate that for you guys here. 1, 2, 3, 4. So my right hand is improvising and my left hand is just playing the chords. And again, both hands are completely synchronized rhythmically. So the rhythms I'm playing in my left hand are the exact same rhythms I'm playing in my right hand. Now we don't have to improvise as much as I was. We can keep it really simple and just move maybe up a whole step or down a whole step. But again, I'm trying to target chord tones. So like, let's say over the C major 7, I don't land on an F octave in my right hand and with my C major 7 in my left hand, right? This is going to sound kind of funky, right? I want to try and land on chord tones just like I've taught you guys to improvise while we're comping. So here's a more simpler version of the comping without moving around so much. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. So if you guys are interested in playing with people or comping for a band, that's a great, great texture to use. That's like a real common jazz texture you'll hear. And as we get more advanced, I'll show you how to fill in that octave a little bit so you get more thicker chords. Okay, with some slides in there as well. So that is texture one. Texture two, that's more of like a high register texture. Texture two is going to be right in the middle of the piano. Now this time, our right hand has the rootless voicings, all right? Our left hand has bass notes, our roots. And we're not doing walking bass lines or anything, we're just playing roots in our left hand. So our right hand is going to have the rootless voicings, our left hand is going to have the roots of the 2-5-1. So in this case, we're going to be in the key of C. So we're going to have D minor 7, G 7, and then C major 7. All right, so, and again, I'll just be adding rhythms here. So here we go. And your bass notes can be anywhere. The right hand chords we want to keep in the middle register of the piano, right around this middle register here. If they're too high, it's going to sound thin. If they're too low, it'll sound muddy. So for this texture, our right hand's right in the middle. The left hand can play bass notes wherever you want. You can pick any register below your right hand to play your roots. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry, screwed up my rootless voicing there. So that is our second texture. Really easy, right? Right hand playing rootless voicings, left hand playing roots. And rhythmically, again, our both hands are synchronized rhythmically together. And just do this slowly at first, right? Just really slow so you can sync your rhythms together. All right, so our last texture is going to include left hand playing just the shells. All right, so shells are 3 and 7 of our chord, and our right hand has rootless voicings. Okay, so I'll say that one more time. Left hand has the shells, and right hand has rootless voicings. So for our 2-5-1 in the key of C, our D minor 7, our left hand will have either 7 and 3 or 3 and 7. In our right hand, we want to get our right hand as close as possible to our shells. So we don't want a gap in between our left hand and our right hand. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with 7 and 3 actually for my D minor 7. Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. In my sniffling like crazy here. In my right hand is going to be start on the 7th. My rootless voicing starting the 7th of D minor. So left hand has 7 and 3. And my right hand is 7, 9, 3, 5. Here we go. All right, so that's the right hand rootless voicings, left hand shells. So I'm gonna jump it up to the other register. So my left hand will have 3 and 7 now, and my right hand is starting on the structure 2 of our rootless voicing, so 3, 5, 7, 9. And again, it sounds a little funny without the bass, but if you're playing with a bass player, he'll be walking, right? And you're comping. So try and visualize or hear that bass line in there while you're comping using this texture. Here we go. Okay, so again, left hand shells, right hand rootless voicings. So those are three really great textures you can use to create two hand voicings with our rootless voicings. And those are like great, great jazz voicings, like great textures to use while comping. And if you know those in all keys, right, if you practice your rootless voicings in all keys, then you're good to go. You can play like with a band, you can play and you'll sound great using these textures to comp. Like, these are true jazz textures. So this is like, you know, a more intermediate advanced style of comping, and it's pretty easy. Like, you just follow a couple steps, right? You learn your rootless voicings, then you practice them, both structures, 1 and 2. You learn them in your keys. I mean, obviously it's easier said than done, but you know what to do. If you don't learn them, it's not because you don't know what to do. It just takes a little work, just like anything. You practice the rootless voicings, then you apply these textures because you know your rootless voicings now. So again, just to review, we have number one, texture number two is octaves playing our roots. Okay, or we can improvise octaves lines, like any improvised octave lines. However we want, okay? And again, make sure you're trying to hit land on chord tones so the chord doesn't sound funky. Texture number two is going to be right hand rootless voicings, left hand bass notes. Left hand's playing roots, excuse me. All right, easy texture. Our last texture is left hand shells, right hand rootless voicings. Here we go. That's it. Like, awesome, awesome rootless voicing textures to use with both hands. You're using two hand full comping voicings, and it sounds great. You know, you'll sound amazing behind someone improvising. All right. So I hope this has helped. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you've left a podcast review, thank you so much. If you haven't, it only takes 2 seconds, and I really, really appreciate it. If you could leave a 5-star rating and maybe write a nice comment, but you don't even have to do that. Just a 5-star click would be really great. And until the next episode, happy practicing.